Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday to you. I hope you all remembered, well, some people that are here right now remembered to leap their clock forward. I don't know if y'all saw on Facebook, but they had the turn back time share thing. A couple of variations of the joke of that on Facebook kind of cracked me up. So, so I'm doing the program just on Sundays now from 9 to 10 Pacific time. So I haven't changed my open yet, so I'm going to do that. But I'm very grateful that you all take the time to tune in with me. And, you know, I want to remind you that the most important thing, my most important quest when I do a reading for you, when I am answering a question or if I'm doing a full session for you, is to bring you to the point of awareness. Because awareness, this moment, this nanosecond, is the only time we have any power. And I was at a dinner gathering last night, and we were talking about worrying about the past is depression, and worrying about the future is anxiety. And if you concentrate on right now, there are no worries, because this is the moment you have all the power. So when I do a reading for someone, it's actually a picture of the moment. If you agree with that picture and you embrace that energy moving forward, you're very likely to make the things that I see coming up for you happen. If you don't agree with it, or you don't think you deserve it, or that nasty little fear monger comes into the equation with you, then the things that I see for you may not happen. So it really is all up to you. My whole goal in doing what I do is to actually get you to the point where you don't really need to call a psychic, except occasionally for validation of what you already know to be true. And that's the whole reason I do this, is to bring you to the point of awareness where you have power. So I'm going to go to area code 414 first. Hello, 414. Who's this?
I'm Felicia.
Oh, hey, Felicia.
How are you?
What's your question?
And the question is, what do you see in the financials this week?
This week specifically, financially?
Or, no, just general. Yeah, not just
okay.
This week only. It can be.
All right, let's see. Well, there's a letting go of something that you used to do. So it's saying it's you can't look at the past about a brighter financial future. Seriously, deep letting go of something you put a lot of time into. But then there's a big leap in faith in a brand new direction, which is the most powerful card that you have in your reading. What's interesting is that, and I'm just going to make this comment, that you're mm-hmm. done working with weak men.
I know what you mean.
Okay, because there's a card here that shows a guy that... the funny thing is maybe when he was in high school, he was something to, you know, be reckoned with, but he sort of mm-hmm. peaked in high school. We know people like that. They peaked in high school, mm-hmm. and they never went beyond that. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then there are mm-hmm. people that they peak when they hit 40
mm-hmm.
because they finally get it. But what your cards are saying is that as soon as you really absorb and agree with the idea that what you did in the past has nothing to do with what you're going to do in the future, then there's a big leap moving forward. Your cards are not talking about money worries. They are instead mm-hmm. talking about you embracing the idea that it's absolutely okay to live in abundance and that money mm-hmm. will come to you from all directions if you let it.
Okay.
So there you go. Thanks for being my
Thank
first
you.
Caller, Felicia.
You're welcome.
All right. See you later. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tina. How are you doing, Mona?
Oh, hey, Tina. What's your question?
I wanted to know if you see my finances improving.
Another Donald Trump rally interrupted my foot.
Where are you?
I am home. Actually, I typed in Donald Trump Chicago rally, and
yeah.
he started talking. So
oh, okay. All right. Now, see, here's the thing. You have this card. First of all, whatever you do for your career, what do you do for your career?
I'm an accounting analyst.
Okay. What it's saying here is that if you can kind of take that to a more global level, I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
If you worked for a firm that did forensic accounting, or if you worked for maybe even a legal firm where you actually were the person that reviewed the books or looked where the money went, what it's saying is that the bigger of a step you take, the more money that comes to you. What's interesting
mm-hmm.
is you don't have to do this the hard way. There's a man here, brown hair, bluish green eyes, skinny, white
okay.
guy. Okay. This
mm-hmm.
guy is really, really smart. And when you
okay.
come up with a different idea of how to do business, even if it is where you're working right now, where you're the one that can find where people are wasting money, or you can be the one that finds in a divorce agreement where one spouse might be hiding money.
Okay.
But because what it's saying is that you need to go to kind of a bigger level than what
mm-hmm.
you've been going. And it's saying that there's this man that ends up hiring you that agrees with this idea.
Okay.
Now, what is so cool about you, Tina, is that you don't intimidate people.
Okay.
So you walk in and you say, oh, I'm just here to review your books. And the interesting thing is that you know exactly what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Without
mm-hmm.
threatening the people. I mean, they're going to look at you and go, oh, she doesn't know anything. And I love that people
mm-hmm.
underestimate you. I love that
yes.
they underestimate you.
Yes.
So what it's saying here is that you do something like that, and I'm not worried about money with you either. Just like Felicia, the call before you, I'm not worried about you and money. You have this ability to create it, and
mm-hmm.
it starts by you working in a job with your background that is more interesting than what you're doing now.
Sure.
All right, my friend. I hope that helps.
Thank you. Yeah, thank
right.
you so much.
All right, see you later. Okay,
okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica, and I guess the theme is finances today.
You know, some days it's romance, sometimes it's, you know, career. Let's see.
I feel like so in expectancy of signing a new client, bringing in money, that when I go out and meet people and it doesn't happen immediately or I get hit on instead or something, I get like really kind of upset about it.
Ew, you're flirting with me, ew.
Well, I don't like the feeling that I'm kind of I just feel sort of like I feel like for a couple of years I've just been like holding on, like I really need it now, you know, and I don't
right.
like that feeling.
Okay,
I
want to
move
so
past that.
Here's the thing, when you're out and about, are you actually going to networking groups to talk about what
yeah.
you do?
Yeah.
Tell me your specialty.
I help people with their love life. I do healing.
Okay. Okay, I have a kind of a tough question for you, all right? You know there are people out there claim that they can help with a love spell to bring people back to them. That's not the work you do, right?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
All right. The reason I say that is I just, and you know, you tapped into something that I just recently tackled with a client myself who had paid someone $5,000 to get their boyfriend back.
No, I help people learn how to attract the one or better their relationship with their spouse. It's like legitimate
okay.
stuff.
So here's okay. So do you also have the credential of say a psychology degree or counseling degree?
Yeah, I do.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whew. Thank God, Jessica.
Everything's on the mark. I'm just tired of doing all these like affirmations, and I'm okay meditating, but it's like all the other stuff I'm doing. I just want to enjoy my life already. It's like enough with all the healing work I do around this.
Well, what it's saying is that you have this card that you are tapping into huge potential. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you pragmatically your cards, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe instead of, well, I'll go through your cards in a second. Maybe instead of the whole focusing on people healing their energy field, I'll just say it that way. Maybe it boils down to people healing their sense of loneliness. Because I'm going to tell you your cards. They're incredibly pragmatic. You have a card here that talks about lonesomeness, isolation, pain, suffering, and then the next card after that is guilt. So these two cards are the introduction of your five-card spread. So it talks about it's hard for me to explain because what it's saying here is that until you can solve that with somebody, the idea that we come in this life alone, we leave this life alone, until you can solve the idea that we're all connected, it's saying in your cards that it's always going to feel like an uphill battle, right? So then the next card talks about stop bringing harmony to other people's chaos. So it seems as though you may be attracting potential clients, but it's interesting because your potential clients don't seem to want to get out of their shit.
Yeah, well, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you have the card that I absolutely love here, which is the card of potential. You have this card that talks about in 5 years, you will be exactly where you want to be emotionally, financially, environmentally. You'll be exactly where you want to be within 5 years. So instead of beating yourself up that it has to happen right this second, I want you to look at what happens over the next 5 years. Because what I'm seeing, that the way for you to actually get clients, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is huge. Getting it for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Is that you have them share with you their love stories that were successful and why. And then you actually write a book. And the book is a gathering of these stories of how people found their way back to their love companion. So here's the thing, is that I think that you have this direct approach that you have is the approach, that's the approach that you need to shift. And I would shift it to, I'm gathering love stories. So when you stand up at the next networking meeting, you say, I'm gathering love stories. Now, you may get a client as a result of this. Because as they're telling the story, whether it's a story with a happy ending or a story with a tragic ending, there's an opportunity for you to help them. But the biggest and most important thing is you're getting the story.
Well, it's funny that you're saying that because I don't want to hear people's stories unless they have hired me because it's very draining to my energy. So that was like a new thing that I had to learn to start putting up boundaries because people will start complaining to me or telling me whatever stories.
Okay, maybe that's your path to prosperity. The fact that people will let down their guard and tell you their story because they feel safe enough to do that. Maybe that's part of what happens here, that it is a process. So here's the thing, is that you spending a half hour or an hour with someone where you get their story can be a part of a collection of these stories for you. So it's not a waste of time. So you actually, you change the names, you write about the story. And you say at the end of that story, this is what I would recommend. And you treat them as if they were a client, even though they may not hire you as a client. But in your book, you actually solve their problem. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So it's not a waste of time. It's a process. And what it's saying here is that you want to go from zero to success in a week. And what your cards are saying is success is coming to you, but you need to take a slightly different approach where you look at the environment and the clients that you're attracting as though it's perfect for your ultimate success. Because once you write the book, here's where I see you going, is that once you write the book, say there's 100 love stories in there with a solution to every one, right? A solution, a pragmatic method to deal with that conflict, all right? And that's where you come in, is that you come in as sort of the sovereign of how you deal with that, all right? So it's the mm-hmm. book of love stories, right? But then after you've written it and published it, then what you create yourself to being is a public speaker. And you get hired to actually do seminars on relationships. And then you get more clients because of that.
Yeah, the only issue that I find with that is that the money, I need it immediately. And that's how it's been for the last however long.
So, you know, when you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off.
Right.
So I have to tell you, I've been professionally licensed as a psychic in Vegas since 2002. And there have been periods of time for 2 or 3 years at a time that I've taken on a regular job, in addition to what I'm doing now, just so that I don't worry about money. And I don't make it a big deal. I really don't, because that is not my life. This, what I do now, is my life. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that you can't look at it as failure if you need to find something that actually pays you a regular check. You have to look at it as part of the process. All right, girl, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 318 area code. Hello, 318. Who's this?
This is Rita.
Hi, Rita. What's your question?
My question is, I was wondering if you could tell me just a general of where I'm headed, whether it be just my normal life or romance. And let me tell you why, because I deal with spirit. I mean, I can see apparitions and stuff. And all of a sudden, for the last month or so, I have Cherokee Indian in me, even though I look Irish. I took the Irish side. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they are just all, it's like they're just completely around me. And I can't figure out, are they trying to guide me a certain direction? Or, you know, is there a reason that they have come and that they're with me?
Well,
because I don't. They're my ancestors, so I was just kind of like, okay, it's not just one or two. It's like
you got
several.
A whole tribe, right?
Yeah,
okay,
that's exactly what I feel like.
Okay, so Rita, one of the things I want to tell you is, and this is, you know, this saying that when the student is ready, the master appears,
mm-hmm.
right? It's just
right.
like it's just like the more evolved you are, the more instant the karma is, right?
Okay. Correct.
So having said that, the first thing I want to tell you is that it's absolutely time for you to embrace the idea that you're here to be some sort of a spiritual catalyst or leader, all right? The other thing is that I think the reason why you're getting these spirits gathering around you is because there's somebody's pain within that group you're supposed to help heal.
Okay.
Because what I'm seeing, and these are your pragmatic cards, you have a card of no compromise. In other words, you can actually schedule when you're allowing them to communicate with you. Just say,
okay.
You're distracting me right now. Tune in tonight at 6:30, kind of thing. Seriously, just
okay.
And I know that sounds flip, or we'll mm-hmm. talk tonight when I'm sleeping, whatever it is, but you're distracting the crap out of me right now. The second thing is that you realize that your whole life has geared you up to this moment. That's the second
yeah.
thing. All right? The other thing is you have a card here that it's time for you to be patient with yourself instead
yeah.
of, see, here's the thing. It's like you have, it seems that you have all this patience for all these people
mm-hmm.
except you. And
exactly.
what it's saying is that you need to make sure that everything that you have requirements for is fulfilled. Then you have this card of a new beginning. And so it may be that you decide that it's time for you to do this spiritual work a little bit more full time than you've been doing it before.
Yeah.
And that may be the biggest, and here's the big thing, maybe the biggest reason you do that is to help people deal with their sorrow.
Yes.
And that what I would do with your Indian companions is that if they happen to be around you when you're with somebody, I want you to actually say, is there a message for this person?
Okay. I can understand that.
And see if you get a message. If you don't get a message, then we're good. But if you do
yeah.
get a message, there that may be the whole reason why these spirits have decided to be around you.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
So,
and it's
so,
such an awesome feeling, you know, that they're around. It's just really an awesome feeling. I guess because they are my ancestors, and I feel I'm real kind of close to my ancestors. That's crazy, but that's the way I feel.
Well, what I'm getting is that remember we have generations where communication might be a little off, that you might not
yeah.
understand exactly what they're saying, but you can actually do this with someone that's already a friend. Do this and say, look. I want to let you know that I'm starting to get messages, and I want to see if I have a message for you. Are you open to it? Because you never do a reading for someone unless they ask you.
Right.
Okay, so you never do this because basically, I think it's unethical. That's my own personal opinion. But what I'm getting for you is that next time you're with a friend, just say, you know, I've been getting messages. I don't know where they're coming from. You don't have to say where they're really coming from. Just, I don't know where they're coming
right.
from. Is it okay if I see if I get a message for you?
Okay.
Okay. And then if you do, great. If you don't, that's okay too, because maybe there isn't supposed to be a message for that person right then.
Okay.
All right, girl.
I can understand all that. Thank you all so
right.
very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, hang in there, guys. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 267 area code. Hello, 267.
Hi, Mona.
Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Crystal.
Oh, hey, Crystal. What's your question?
I'm just wondering what you see going on for me as far as my relationship sector. I was going to ask about finances, but everybody asked it, so I figured I'd switch up.
All right, let's see what's going on in your love life. So there's a guy here that's coming up reversed, and he seems to be cheap with everything, cheap with money, cheap with attention, really kind of self-absorbed. And
mm-hmm.
what I'm getting here is that he's not, you can do better than him.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's saying here is, and I'm going to use these words, they're strong words, you have decided to trap yourself in this situation. You've decided
mm-hmm.
that this is the best you can do, and I'm telling you, you can do better. And what it means is that you start very gradually stepping back from this energy and start embracing the energy that you deserve to have more and better.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause what I'm getting here is that what is going on here is that it's not going to improve. And then you have this card that talks about the angels are trying to guide you away and you're not letting them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's saying. And that the funny thing is that you didn't ask about money, but it may be money that's trapping you in this situation.
What do you mean by that?
That you may be looking at this relationship, I'll say it this way. This relationship is actually holding you back from the abundance you're supposed to have. And I mean abundance
mm-hmm.
in every area of your life. It's not
mm-hmm.
just money. It's also love. It's also opportunity. It's laughter. It's joy. This relationship is literally like you looking through a screen door and seeing life outside of the screen door, but you won't open the door.
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly.
And I'm telling you, the angels are telling me to tell you, open the frickin' door, even
mm-hmm.
if it means that you have to step back or away from this guy.
Well, I mean, we're not together now, but except I just thought blows my mind. So I go into hibernation trying to figure it out, and I never figure it out.
Sweetheart, we don't care if you figure it out. We just want you to move on with your life and realize you're giving this guy way too much power. I mean, I have to tell you, one of the best ways to heal is to actually go to some non-denominational church and participate in the actual service. So you go to, you know, 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock non-denominational church service, and you just sit there and you feel what's going on in that room. You just feel it. And you realize that, you know, there is so much joy out there that we won't even give ourselves permission to have. You know, this is how I like to describe it. Our brain is a grain of sand. Just think of it that way.
Okay.
God, the universe, spirit, is everything that we can see and not see. So when we look up at the stars at night, we only see a little little fraction of the vastness of the universe. God, if we just align ourselves with spirit, has things in mind for us that are greater and bigger and more amazing than our little grain of sand brain could possibly come up with. So the message I'm getting for you is stop being stuck on a guy that's not worthy of you, and instead be open to who the angels want to bring to you. Because this is saying that the angels want to bring you somebody way more magnificent than this guy ever was on his best day. And you keep going in the, why has he left me? Why am I not with him? And I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the program, but when I, what I said was, when you worry about the past, it's depression. When you worry about the future, it's anxiety. If you just get right here in the moment and you look at the miracle of the fact that you and I have been born in the, in this beautiful world, and that all we have to do is choose happiness, choose to be around the people that bring us joy. And it may be that you find your joy initially with a big congregation of strangers. And when you realize that that kind of love in that room can be something that you have with a real personal relationship, it's a pretty awesome recognition that you can have that. Because you're not sleeping, you keep trying to mold your life around the fact that if he comes back, this is what you do. And I'm telling you, I really want you to accept the fact that that relationship is supposed to be in the past. You dodged a bullet by not being with this man. And the quicker that you can wrap your mind around that and get your butt out of the house and connect with people, the quicker you're going to see that. All right, Crystal.
Thank you
Fabulous
so
talking
much.
With you. All right,
Thanks,
see you later.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, see ya. Bye. All right, so I have a bunch of you guys on hold here, but you're not queued up for me to do a question. So I'm going to go ahead and end the program, and I will be back live 2 weeks from now on the 27th. Oh, you queued up. Oh, I know who this is. Let me get you up here on the air. Hold on. Let me get you up. Yeah, why is my computer doing that? All right. Deanna, is that
Hey,
you?
Yes, it is.
Do you have a... Do you have a question for me today?
I have a comment.
Yes.
You know, I bought your book, I don't know, 7 years ago, 5 years ago.
Oh, my dice book?
Yeah, but you sent it to me. But I bought it from you. But you kept telling me to get the app, so I got the app. And I wanted to tell you, I liked the way you wrote it. I found it practical to use. And I really like the way you wrote it. And I wanted to say that to you on the air.
What a sweet thing to say, Deanna. You know, you're one of my favorites.
Well, it's really cute. And the background and everything, having it on my phone. So when I have a doubt, I just ask.
Oh, you're so sweet to say that. Bless your heart. Dang it.
Thank you very much. Bless you.
Thank you. You're awesome. All right, girl. Thank you for checking in.
Have a wonderful week. And very
you
happy
too.
St. Patrick's.
I'll be wearing my green.
Okay?
You can count on it. All right, girl.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. See
Bye.
You later. All right, you guys. I will be back live on the 27th, and I will look forward to visiting with you then.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.